Welcome to the Horror Writers Podcast. Join Jay Thorne and Richard Brown as they discuss writing and publishing horror using strategies that work for all genres. Hello, welcome to the special episode or bonus episode of the Horror Writers Podcast. We thought it would be fun to do a Walking Dead show. Now the Walking Dead is back on season 5, so we just didn't want to do like a normal episode since this is just more of kind of a fun little thing. Just do kind of a special episode. We already had another one going for the 13th anyway, so. So I'm the co-host, Richard Brown, and with me as always, the host, Jay Thorne.
The other co-host.
The other co-host. No, you're the host. I'm the co-host. Don't be trying to just take my gig.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
I got a new hat today, you know, so figured I'd try it out, see what everybody thinks of it.
It looks good. It's a good fit.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Can you see what it says? It says that I'm in charge this episode, so... So if you do anything bad, I would have to put you in the handcuffs.
Yeah, that's a really authentic hat, right? Where'd you get that?
I got it from Target.
There you go.
It was in the $1 section. There's a construction one, too. I don't know what happened to it.
Does it say construction on it?
I think it might. If I could have got that to you in time, it would have been fun.
Yeah.
We could have been the Village People. I'm sure you hang out at the YMCA a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
I'm down at the rec center watching folks swim.
I love that. Creepy Rob Lowe is my new favorite character.
I got cable and my cable's out. So I'm down at the rec center watching folks swim.
I love the smell of other people's hair.
Yeah. All right, we're starting off well. All right, so yeah, Walking Dead. I got the compendium.
Look at you.
Giant thing here. So it's really large. It's larger than all Jay Thorne's books put together, probably.
Yeah, you're going to like make people think you're really intelligent now because you have big books.
Yeah, I have a lot of big books.
Yeah.
But I don't usually write big books. But
no, but you can hold them up in front of a
camera. I'm just going to start holding up like random books. What else do I got?
That's my gig, man. That's my joke. The stack of papers. Come on.
You haven't done that in a few episodes, though.
I know. I got to keep the viewers, you know, guessing. Is he going to bring it out today or not, you know?
Never know.
You never know.
All right.
Hey,
so,
do we need to give a spoiler alert? So just in case.
Well, also, if you hear sounds of like dogs barking or somebody mowing the lawn.
Or landscapers, yeah.
Or
it's Monday morning, so.
It's Monday morning, and it's going to happen. So just try to ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be not just talking about the first episode of Season 5. We'll probably get into that a little later, because we'll start kind of with our thoughts on previous seasons. And you know, there's a lot that's happened up to this point. So there's going to be spoilers from pretty much if you haven't seen up till last night, you'll, you know, come back and watch later because it's going to be spoiler talk.
Yeah. So, yes. So don't blame us for that.
All right. So how do you want to start this off? Any thoughts?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll honestly, like, this is not exaggeration. I honestly believe, like, The Walking Dead is the best television show that's ever been on TV. And
better than The Simpsons?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, and I'll tell you why. Like, True Detective, I think, is kind of...
What about The Golden Girls?
Ooh.
That's a close
one. Yeah, I guess I spoke too soon, right?
You forgot about that one.
Thanks for being a friend. So,
or the one that came on, like, right after Empty Nest. That one was good, too.
Yeah. Are you done now, or...
Yeah, go
ahead. Keep going? Okay.
Remember, I'm the police, so...
Yeah, so you
can... You act out of line, I'll take you in.
No, but like honestly, I loved, I was a big fan of Lost, and I thought that was a great show, and I think True Detective is kind of following in sort of that cinematic feel the way The Walking Dead has. But you take the combination of sort of the hype around The Walking Dead, the production values, the writing. It's just, it's my favorite show. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I don't care if zombies aren't hip anymore. I don't know, like, you know, vampires were hip and then they're not. And I don't know where zombies are in the spectrum of, like, hipness. But anyways, for me, I think it's one of the best shows ever on television. And I've been a fan since day one.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, but years ago, TV was just sort of always, you know, the redheaded stepchild of film or whatever. But now it's like, really, they can do more, or are doing more with I think, TV than they are with film. Because the production values have really gone up, like you said. They're able to get much better actors and stuff. And even film actors are now going and doing TV stuff.
Right.
So, in a way, like, it's easy. It's better to, you can get a more fully fleshed out, better story through TV than you can now than through movies, it seems like.
Yeah, you sure can. I mean, if you're looking at anywhere from, you know, what, 12 to 16 episodes per season and multiple seasons, you're really more immersed in the storytelling as opposed to a 90 or 120-minute film.
And the only... Go ahead.
I was going to say, the only asterisk I'd put on The Walking Dead, and this is by no means a criticism, but I'm still, like, the CGI, the combination of the CGI with the physical effects, still a bit lacking. You know, like the blood splatter, I can, you know, you can tell the computer versus the prop, you know, but, like, that's minor. I can live with that.
No, I know what you're saying. I think too, with, they can do so much more with, you know, developing a character in a TV series than they can in a movie. But at the same time, you run the risk of, I mean, I know a lot of people, I actually never watched all through Lost, but I know a lot of people complain about the end and stuff like that. And and you always run into that, like, even with The Walking Dead, like, where's it going to go, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how's it going to end? Like, with a movie, you have sort of a firm ending usually. Whereas with a TV show, the whole point is they want it to keep going, usually, because it makes the money. So they'll keep milking it, season after season. And a lot of times, they're not willing to just let it go, you know, so they'll run it into the ground. And so you get some really good seasons for a while, but then eventually sometimes they'll bury it, or in other cases, like Breaking Bad, you know, they actually decide to close it up. They could have probably milked that one longer, but they, I think, wisely decided, hey, this is how we're going to end it. And that's why people loved it so much.
Yeah,
I think they have to know when the time. They do this with video games a lot too. They'll just,
right,
you end up with the same video game over and over and over again because they don't. As long as people keep buying it, I guess they'll just keep making. It's like with the films too, with the sequels.
Yeah, yeah. It's timely because American Horror Story, Freak Show debuted this past week, and it wasn't a terrible episode. It was just pretty average. And I wonder if the season that they had at the mental hospital was like the peak for that show. You know, Coven was okay. Insane Asylum was great. Freak Show, it's not off to a strong start. And I wonder if they're, you know, continuing that for the same reasons you just mentioned. You know, it's a moneymaker. It's high profile. But maybe it's been played out in three seasons. I don't know.
No, I'm going to probably make myself look terrible here because it's a Horror Writers podcast, but I've actually never seen any of them.
Yeah.
Now, with that show, is it kind of like True Detective where each season's like a different thing, right?
It is, but there's not recurrent characters, but the cast, parts of the cast comes back. So there are certain actors who are in every season in different roles. But the first season was really, which was really cool.
It was like a haunted house thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then there the second season was the Insane Asylum, and that was really cool. And then
is that the one that Kathy Bates was on?
No, she came into Coven, which was last season, and that was the one about witches in New Orleans. And that one was okay. It wasn't bad. But clearly, I think the first two seasons were the best. And this last, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'll turn me, it'll turn around and it'll really, you know, grab me. But the first episode was not that great, in my opinion. But we're talking about The Walking Dead, not American Horror Story.
Well, I know with The Walking Dead, there was a lot of people that it felt like the first season was really strong, and then the second season, a lot of people feel like that season kind of slowed down, and you know, was they were ready to like write the show off like that. Did you get that feeling?
Well, I have a theory on that. You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
I feel like the first season was really heavily peppered with flashbacks, and we got a lot of backstory on characters, and it really helped to develop them. It helped to help me as a viewer to identify with different characters at different times, and they've really gotten away from that, and I'm not sure if that's strategic. And I don't recall how much flashback was in season two, but I know season one had a lot, and I kind of missed that.
I think I was a little concerned just because, I mean, I really liked season one, you know, and like full disclosure, like I didn't know even really know about the comics like before the show came. Like I found I was, you know, one of these people, like a lot of people I think who just realized the comics after the show became popular. And but I think too, the first season it was directed by Frank Darabont, and then he left or something. I think they just cut ties with him or something. And I always really liked his stuff. Like he did The Mist, you know, the Stephen King movie. He did a bunch of good stuff, and can't think off the top of my head some of the things he's done, but
Well, he co-wrote a lot of the graphic novel with Kirkman, right? Or was he just on as a producer for the show?
no, I think he was just on as a producer and like and the main director, I think. But yeah, and that was one of the reasons why I got into it. Okay, yeah, he did the Shawshank Redemption, which was obviously really good. The Green Mile, The Mist. He did a lot of King stuff, so I was always like, I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be awesome, and it really was. And then with the second season, he wasn't there anymore. And I don't know if it was sort of a transitioning thing where it's kind of different producers, different directors, and they had to sort of find their voice again. And I actually didn't mind the second season. It was slower, you know. They showed up at the farm, and it was a little slower, but I felt like it did kind of get into some of those relationships that the first season hadn't gone into really yet, like with Shane and Rick and his wife and stuff.
I think that's you know, I don't want to jump ahead to last night's episode yet, but there was a part where one of the A new character who didn't last very long was talking about, like, "Hey, I used to watch football on Sundays, and I used to go to church." And whenever in any episode in any season, when I get introduced to these characters, I'm always thinking, like, what were they like before the outbreak, you know? And there's a, and I don't think there's enough of that. I mean, they did some of that with Michonne to kind of explain her arc, but wholesale, like there's not a lot of that anymore, and I don't know if they're going to come back to that or if that's just part of the storytelling that they've left for now. I don't know.
Yeah, it did feel like they're sprinkling this stuff in, but it's kind of slow. You know, the way they're sprinkling, like they did some of the, like you said, the backstory of Michonne, but then it's kind of like it disappeared, you know. And we were getting a little bit for a few episodes, and then all of a sudden, like we haven't gotten anything now for quite a while, I think. And you got to wonder, like, if they're going to go back there or if they're kind of just winging it a little bit every season, like they're not really sure. I do wonder, like, because, you know, at first it was the zombies. The zombies were the big villain. And now and then it became, you know, the governor. And then it became, you know, Terminus. And it's like now it's more focused on these people being bad than it is trying to survive from the zombies. And I wonder how long you could do that and still keep it fresh. You know, is every season now just going to be like some other Woodbury kind of thing?
I don't know. I mean, that's a we you know, we kind of started this conversation talking about one of the downsides to TV series is knowing sort of when and how to end them. And I haven't read anything online about what Kirkman's plans are or what Gimple's plans are, how they're going to end it, if they're even discussing that now. I mean, I'm sure they have to be thinking about it. They have to be planning for it. But I would hate to see another like three episodes of just dragging out one villain after another without sort of a lot of substance behind it. And that would be my fear for the show, is that it just gets dragged out without sort of a lot of, you know, without substance behind it. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's particularly because it's a zombie kind of show. I've said this before. I mean, They can't, I doubt they're gonna cure it or something, right? That would seem kind of bizarre, but so I'm
Well,
not,
with Eugene, though, I mean, they're kind of hinting at
yeah,
that,
they're hinting at that, but there's
right?
something weird about him though, you know, like you can't trust him.
Yeah,
Like
I don't think
he's
I
got
believe
some
his story.
ulterior, yeah, I don't believe his story either.
Yeah.
Like there's something else going there, like, you know.
But there's the physical aspect, and I know this is get like this is really geeking out, but they talked about it on the Talking Dead last night. Nicotero was on, and they were Hardwick was talking about like the way the zombies have degenerated or broken down from one season to the next, and at what point does the zombie flesh like break down where it's no longer a threat, or is there this unending supply of zombie flesh, and like what happens with that? But it looks like what they're doing is they're showing these zombies in worse and worse physical condition every season.
Which is supposed to be kind of the thing with zombies, right? Where they do, you know, start to rot and then it gets worse and worse. But isn't it like if they feed, it like slows the rotting or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's
But you would
that could
think
vary.
there's so many more zombies than there are people. I mean, they can't just be feeding that much, right?
Right, right.
So like you said, they could reach a point where they're just rotted so much they're just not even a threat at all because they're just bones on the ground,
Yeah,
pretty much.
right. Like the, you know, that was that I think it was the last episode of season 4 when Rick and Michonne come to on that car, and there's that one zombie on the side of the road that's like pretty much just from the neck up, and the rest of the body is like flat and dehydrated. And she walks over and like it's like reaching at Michonne, and she just like stabs it in the head. Like at some point, all the zombies have to get to that level of decomposition, I would think.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I write zombie books, but I'm not really an expert.
Oh, I am. I
You
got
are.
my yeah. I got a degree in it, and
Do you? This is the first time hearing about this. I
yeah.
might have to come to you for some advice and stuff for
Yeah,
future books.
but at some point, like that science has to play into the storytelling, and I think they're aware of it. I mean, the fact that Nicotero is like creating different zombies every season tells me that it's leading somewhere. I just don't know where.
Yeah, I watched The Talking Dead. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's funny they expanded it from a half an hour to an hour. I remember like a year ago.
Yeah.
It used to be like, and it did feel like it was really quick when it was a half an hour. And then now that
Right.
it's an hour, it feels like it's kind of long.
Yeah, I
So
know. I
there's no
know.
like in between for it, you know?
Right.
Like it
And I
seems like they're
don't.
just trying to waste time a little bit now that it's an hour. But
Yes.
when it was a half an hour, it felt like they were rushing everything. So
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that it's an hour. I'd rather than take their time a little bit more than feel rushed, but you can definitely tell there's that. It was funny having Conan on.
Yeah. It was better than Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Marilyn Manson episode. That was a classic.
I wonder how AMC does their programming. Like one of the things I noticed about FX, and I don't know if this is just Sons of Anarchy because I don't watch a lot of shows on FX, but the episode length will vary from like 60 minutes, 70 minutes, 75 minutes. Like it's not a standard 60 minute with commercials. And I wonder if AMC is the same way, and I wonder if they could adjust the Talking Dead to be like 40 minutes, because that seems to be like about the sweet spot.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like they're pretty much just hours for everything. But
That's what it seems like.
what was I gonna say? They well, so maybe go back a little bit to the early seasons. So how
Sure.
did you what did you think like initially? Did you know about the show like early on? Did you know that it was comics? Did you read the comics?
Yeah, I knew about the show early on. A
So
friend of
you came
mine.
in with when the first episode aired, you were
Yeah,
there.
that was right there with the first episodes. A friend of mine sent me I don't remember if it was a trailer or it was that classic movie poster type thing with Rick in Atlanta standing on the highway. But I remember thinking like, oh, that's, yeah, I'm totally gonna watch that. And I was hooked from the first 10 minutes. And then after that, I realized that there was the comic books, and I had not read them. And I didn't. I made a conscious decision at that time that I wasn't going to until the show was over, because I had talked to some people who had read and said there, you know, there's crossover. It's not the same story, but there's a lot of crossover. And so I said, okay, I'm gonna wait. So I haven't even opened the comic books. I've just been watching the show.
Yeah, the comic books are interesting. They especially like I said, I came to them after watching the show, so mm-hmm. It's a little different. They definitely are different. Like many of the characters are just almost totally different in some ways.
Right.
But like they started with whoever the artist was at first was pretty good, and then they lost him or something. They got somebody else who wasn't as good. So it's kind of been, and that was kind of early on. Like I would say, 10 issues in or something, they got a new guy and he wasn't as good. The only other thing I would say is the dialogue is like pretty atrocious at times.
Really?
It's just you sound so fake. Maybe it's just because I'm used to writing, you know. If I was just a reader, maybe I wouldn't think that. But yeah, it sounds pretty bad in some places. And I thought the show in some ways was superior in that regard. But yeah, early on in that first season, I think I only had like 6 episodes. So it kind of it was like a short kind of. I don't know if they were doing that just to see if it would take off or not.
Right.
Sometimes they do that with shows where the first season's kind of short. And it had quite a bit of. I think that's the. It's hard to always, with a zombie story especially. It's always that those first few episodes are always kind of the ones you're going to remember a little bit because mm-hmm. that's when everybody's first figuring out what the hell's going on, you know.
Yeah.
And once you get beyond that, it becomes a little harder to keep people interested because, mm-hmm. well, they know what a zombie is now. They understand what happens if you get bit. They know how to kill them. You know, now it's just like the latest episode. It's just perfect kills every time. You know, with the knives and stuff. They're never missing. They're never, you know, any of that stuff. It's like whereas early on, you know, there was a lot of more fear, because mm-hmm. there was a lot of uncertainty. Whereas you lose some of that as you go on. So I think they've had to kind of, maybe that's why they're trying to make the episodes a little bit more action packed and not getting into the character stuff as much because. They're trying to find interesting ways to explore, you know, the idea of like your humanity and at what point do you sort of, you know, become like on the last episode where it's you know, the people at Terminus who were they wanted to establish them as being like a normal people at first, and then they had to change because they got, you know, Terminus had got taken over by these other people. And they had to take it back, and then they made the decision not to allow, you know, anyone really to come in, not to trust people again.
Right.
And so I think they're trying to show that for all the characters, even for our main characters, and at what point do they just become these worse than the zombies in a way, right?
Well, I'd like to ask you about that because, I mean, you write zombie fiction, and I don't really. And I'm curious, like, how do you balance the desire from the reader or the viewer's perspective where you kind of have one, there's a certain type of reader or viewer that wants kills. Like they just want zombie kills. It's cool, whatever. Almost like a video game type of thing. And then you have a different reader who's maybe more interested in character development. And sometimes those two are at odds. So how do you deal with that when you write zombie stories?
Yeah, it's really, really challenging. I got a lot of people who complain that there's not zombie killing on the first page of my book, you know, and
yeah.
It was a conscious decision that I wanted to start it off actually before the apocalypse so you could get to know at least our main character and some of the other people ahead of time so you could see what their life was like, who they were before. So, because I figure, well, that shows that when they change afterwards, you see the progression then. You see what they had to become or what they had to do later on. And just starting with zombies, to me, seems like it was going to be less interesting, but there's a lot of readers who they want zombie action on page one.
Yeah.
But then I get a lot of people who are glad that I started. So it's very much a, like you said, it's a tough, every time I write a scene, I'm always thinking, okay, here's some character stuff, but do I need to have an action scene now? You know, should I put, you know, you do have to sort of balance it. I think it's true with kind of any book, you know, you have the scenes where maybe characters are talking and you're developing them, but then you have to have something really happen too.
Yeah.
So it's similar to writing any other story where, yeah, you do have to balance the action stuff with growing the characters. With mine, it's a little, because the story actually doesn't take place over too long a period. Like with The Walking Dead, I think it's like years, you know. Mm-hmm. I think already years have gone by on the show. And whereas in my I'm like in book three or something, and it's only been like 3 weeks or something. So the whole course of the entire story, when I'm finished with it, it will take place over maybe a few months. So it won't be, they really won't have the point of getting to the point where they'll be like the characters in The Walking Dead, because it just won't have been enough time, I think. So it's still going to be kind of new for them, everything. So I think that kind of keeps it nice, so I don't run into the situation where The Walking Dead may have, where everybody just basically becomes crazy, or they don't want to live anymore, or they just all become insane. They don't trust any people. I don't think I'll ever get to that point, because it just won't be enough time. But I don't
I
know if
mean,
that answers your question or not.
no, yeah, it does. I'm really curious, because there's also, like, even within the zombie kill segment, that then you also have, like, the science military aspect, right? Like, there are some readers and viewers that want the science behind it. They want, like, the weaponry, like, you got to be really accurate with the caliber of the weapon, and then there are other people who don't really care about that sort of that level of detail. Is that something you deal with as well?
See, I tried to avoid a lot of that by writing in first person from the point of view of a character who doesn't know anything. So because of that, I can't have him know things that he doesn't know, you know? So I don't have to get into like military type stuff. I didn't want to write that book either. There's a lot of zombie books that are very, you know, a military action hero, G.I. Joe kind of thing.
Yes, that's what I
And
meant.
yeah, I didn't want to do that story. I wanted to do something very different. So I kind of avoided a lot of the conventional things, which it's kind of good, and it's good because I like doing original stories, but it's bad because it's probably not the most marketable thing to do. If I was to suggest, if you wanted to write a zombie series that was really successful, I wouldn't have you follow the model that I used. You know, I would have you follow a much, you know, zombie action on first page, have a military guy who's like a perfect shot, you know, kind of do that stuff, because that seems to be the best way to go if you want to sell books. But I'm always about trying to do things a little differently, especially in a genre where there's so many books already. I mean, there's so many zombie stories out there now that if you're not doing something different, then why am I even writing this book?
Well, and that's a, I mean, it's really relevant in talking about, premiere episode of season 5, because, I was thoroughly entertained last night, but yet I didn't feel like the story was pushed forward that far. Like you said,
It
it's
was
more about.
interesting though, because did you probably didn't expect, like I imagine I didn't expect that they would end the Terminus thing so quickly though, right?
No, that's
Like I
true.
expected them to really milk that out, and they didn't. So in a way they
Right.
kind of did push it forward in a weird way that I wasn't expecting, and I don't quite know how I feel about that, because it seemed like there was a lot of build up to the Terminus thing, and then now it's just over. And there's that scene where they're all walking down the railroad tracks at the end. And I told my wife, I'm like, look, all of them survived. Like, pretty much everybody who was useful to the show, like, survived. Like, and that is gets to be a little weird. Like, you know, you would think one or two of them would have died in that battle or whatever. But
Although we don't know where Beth is yet. I mean, we know she's alive, but we don't know where she is. But she wasn't necessarily a cent or hasn't been a central character, I guess. I mean, I don't know. She's kind of on the fringe,
yeah, I
In the
think.
prison, she was a big part of that, but.
Yeah, I think she, you know. I don't, obviously she's not dead, so I mean we'll probably find out a little bit more about her maybe next episode or the one after that, but I did think they kind of threw I mean I expected them to maybe be in that train car and have to go through some terrible stuff for a while, for a few episodes at least, before they figured out a way to you know, come up with something. It was almost like, oh, here Carol shows up and she just kind of saves the whole day, and it was, I don't know, it just seemed it was like maybe a little too quick. Too easy in a way for a place that had kind of their shit together. It seemed like it was almost a little too easy for them to get out.
I guess,
Like they're over the trough, you know, like ready to get hit in the back of the head, and it just so happened the guy walks in right before Glenn, you know.
I thought Glenn was going to bite it there. I really did. Cuz you're right. Like it would have been so scripted and felt fake, and in a way it kind of did, that they get all the way to Glenn before they stop.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of that where it's like, okay, you gotta at least make somebody get injured or something, where they gotta carry him out. Like it made it really easy on him, where it did seem a bit scripted at times. Like you said, like right before Glenn, like he's literally pulling the bat or whatever it is back to hit him, and the guy's like, well, wait a minute, Did you do your bullet count? How many bullets did you, you know?
Well, like, that happened twice, didn't it? Like, the bat cocked twice on Glenn and didn't go through with it. And I was kind of like, oh, come on, really?
And then they just kind of stopped. Like, there was, like, an explosion. So they're like, hey, let's just, like, leave these guys or whatever and, like, go worry about the explosion. So it did feel, to me, it may be a little rushed. I don't know. That was my the first episode of every season always seems a little odd to me. I don't know if I got to kind of get back into it.
Well, last season, the knock was it was really slow, right? Like, premiere season 4 was kind of everyone was happy and they were readjusting and there wasn't a lot of action. And
was that, which one was that? Was that the one where they just had the prison and Rick was a farmer or whatever?
I think so. That was like the high point of the prison when they had kind of settled in. And
season 3 started where they were, it was like the Rictatorship or whatever, where they just got to the prison. Yeah.
Right.
Stupid hat. And like, and yeah, so season 4 started where he was like the farmer Rick. And yeah, they were, which was in retrospect, I think it was kind of good because it really was surprising and it showed you, oh, they look like they got everything together, you know?
Yeah.
And this episode obviously was like completely the opposite. So at least I guess it shows they're trying to do some things different.
Yep.
But I
kind of like part of me though, like I want them to throw me a bone on the bigger
character
story.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like I get, you know, I guess in a way Eugene is kind of a, maybe that's how they're throwing a bone, but like I feel like I've hung in there now for 4 full seasons and I still don't know much about what caused this or why it happened or how to stop it. And like, I know they're not going to give that up very easily because that's part of the hook of the story, but still like Eugene doesn't feel like enough for me. I kind of want more on that at this point.
Yeah. I mean, you would have thought that, and just when it comes to surviving, I mean, what are they doing? Like just try to go maybe towards the coast or go find some island somewhere. I mean, that's what I would be thinking. Like after years, I wouldn't want to live in a prison.
Yeah.
You know, like some of the decisions, like it seems like they're wandering around the same, you know, few mile area or something in Georgia.
Unless, like, you know, we got a little bit of that at the CDC. Was at the end of episode or season 3?
That was the
3,
first
right?
season.
Or was that first season?
That was the first season, CDC.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's kind of blending together. But, like, we know Rick got some information about the virus or whatever is causing this. And they spent a little bit of time on the science in that, but we haven't really gotten much of that since. Even with the governor and the experimentations, like that still didn't tell us a lot. And I'm kind of wondering if that's going to come back in a big way or if you're just never going to know. Like they'll end the show and you'll never know sort of what caused it or what happened.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, how, as I said, I don't know how they resolve this type of story, you know, without just having everybody die.
Yeah.
So I'm not kind of expecting that. I'm not really expecting that they're going to come up with some scientific reason for why dead people can walk around. I think that with zombies, you kind of just accept that it doesn't make any sense. But I mean, with the Eugene thing, it's kind of like they're trying to throw you a little bit of that. And who knows, maybe this season they'll get into a little bit more of it. I would like to see them actually really start traveling. Were they trying to go like Washington, D.C. or something?
Yes.
I would really like to see them, you know, get out of Georgia and just go somewhere new. Because I feel like I said, they're circling the same ground, like, over and
over
again.
Against Georgia if you're there. We're just kind of tired of seeing it.
Yeah. Right? Maybe it's just easy to film there or something, so they try to keep it there.
Yeah.
But like, it was like that back in the first season, they went to Atlanta and the CDC or whatever, and felt like they haven't really, like you said, they haven't gotten back to a point where they're really trying to figure stuff out. And it's just been them surviving, and the last few seasons, you know, the governor, and then now Terminus, which was kind of, Terminus really was last season, even though they were really only there for like a couple episodes. It did take a lot of last season, just getting there and stuff, and I wonder, you know, this season are they going to do like a new governor kind of guy, where it's like we're always going to have some crazy guy who's threatening them.
Well, what's the guy's name who was in charge of Terminus? Was it Ryan or something like that?
Yeah, I
the
don't remember.
hipster guy they were making fun of. Like he's shown up in the season trailer, so I don't
So
think
he's knocked
he's
out.
dead. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like he got, maybe he got shot, but he didn't die probably. Because he was like up on a roof or something, and they shot up there, and he kind of went back, but you can't really see if anything happened to him.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's probably still alive, and maybe he tried to get his revenge or something, but
Well, with the with going back to the idea about going to DC and what Eugene's role, the guy that's guarding him, the redheaded guy, forget his character's name. At the end of last night's episode, he kind of whisp he's talking with the girl, and he's like, he said basically says like, no, not yet. So, what do you
Yeah,
think that was about?
I think they're withholding, and I think, I don't know if Rebecca would like that, your editor, because you guys, you don't want to withhold anything, and I think they feel like they're withholding stuff from us,
Yeah.
and it's not fair right now. Kind of
Yeah.
upset,
They clearly are. I mean, there's something like he
like they
knows
didn't,
something
yeah,
and
like he's saying he knows something, and he's not telling us. And
Yep.
like I said early on, I don't trust Eugene.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going. He doesn't seem like he would be he seems like he would be working at like a GameStop or something, not like some scientist.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something, yeah, and I don't, why he feels compelled to get to DC, like because he's the thing with Eugene is like he's not, I don't get the sense he's trying to lead, he's trying to like harm them, because he's not forcing anyone to come with him, but he
Yeah.
clearly has a reason why he wants to get to DC, and we don't know what that is yet, exactly.
But he could be using this I know the answers thing in order to get people to protect him, to take him to DC for
Right.
some other reason,
So, right.
right?
Yeah. Right.
Like
Right.
he's not obviously physically tough. He doesn't know how to shoot a gun very well. So in order to survive, he needs these other people. So I feel like it's possible he could just be using them in order to get him somewhere where he has no cure or nothing like that, and he's got some completely ulterior motive.
Yeah, because if he doesn't and he shows up in DC and he's full of shit, then those people who've been guarding him are going to leave him. And then he's on his own. So there's got to be some payoff for him getting taking everyone to DC. There's got to be some reason behind that, even if it's not the cure. He's got to have some really good reason to get them to DC.
I feel like maybe they eventually get there, and yeah, there's going to be something where it's going to be that point where they're going to upset all the viewers because we're going to be thinking, oh, maybe there's a cure or something, and then he's going to be, no, I just screwed you guys over somehow.
My sister lives in DC, and I wanted to see if she was all right. Like that's what Eugene was
Yeah,
doing, right? I
it's
don't
just
know.
some like really dumb reason,
It's like
and
cherry
he.
blossom season or something, and he wants to see the trees. I don't know.
Although I feel like this season they're not really gonna, at least from watching The Talking Dead, it doesn't sound like they're gonna go too far out of Georgia if they do. Seems like they're probably gonna be sticking around for a while. That's just the feeling I got. And now
Yep.
this might be something interesting. At the end, you had Morgan come
Yes.
back, so that's kind of
Yes.
interesting.
And Morgan, he I don't know, when he took the mask off, like
Yeah, I
he
wasn't
didn't look
expecting
quite
him.
right. He didn't look right, did he? I mean,
You mean right in the head?
yeah.
I don't know. He just looked very. He looked different than he had looked in the past. But, I mean, the first season he was. It was really early on. And so he seemed like a pretty normal guy. And then the last time you saw him, I think it was season three. And he was really crazy then. And
Yeah.
he had like the whole street, set up as like an obstacle course for zombies. And now I don't know. It's weird. It's like, how did he go from that to where he is now? And what
Right.
is he going? Why is he going after Spider-Man or whatever? They had the markings on the trees.
Yeah. And who made those markings?
Yeah.
Was that Rick's group that made those? And what do they mean?
I don't know. That's complete mystery. That was one of those foreshadowing moments, I guess. They're withholding more information from us. And right at the end of an episode too.
Yeah.
So Morgan's kind of a fan favorite though. And so who going back to whatever seasons, who are some of your favorite characters, and who are some of the people who maybe died that you wish didn't die, or or people that are still alive that you wish were dead? Because I had a bunch.
You know, I don't know if I miss anyone. I don't know if I miss anyone that's dead. I did. I loved Herschel. I thought Herschel was a really nice foil for a lot of the nasty, violent stuff that was happening. He kind of brought a sensibility and I don't know, a sense of hope. And when he left, or when he died, rather, like I think that was kind of hard. Like that was, I kind of felt that was a moment where things like they didn't
And
look
he didn't
good, you
die
know?
like, in like a nice way. Like he got
No.
decapitated.
Right, and he didn't die at the hands of a walker, and that's
Yeah.
even like that's you
He
know.
got he died at the hands of the governor.
So I
We're
miss.
taking this prison from you guys.
So yeah, I do miss Herschel.
Like
And
why would Rick, I don't know about you, but on that episode where they brought the tank to the prison, it felt like you just leave the prison. I mean, he's got you beaten here. He's got a tank. Just walk away, you know? But like Rick was trying to like, we can all live together. We can all make it work. It's never gonna work. You know? Like, and I don't know, I just felt like he probably could have walked away. Maybe the gov I think I don't think the governor thought he would. I think the governor was going there for a battle. Like he knew it was going to be a battle.
Yeah, and I don't think the governor would have let him walk away.
Maybe not, you know.
Maybe Rick
But
knew that, and so.
maybe, yeah. It was an interesting one because on the face of it, you feel like why wouldn't you just walk away at that point? Because he's got you. He's got two of your people, you know. And but yeah, with Herschel in season two, like he was annoying.
Yeah.
He went on the farm, like he
Yep.
was kind of a jackass all the time, and he kept his family members in the barn, and he was kind of stupid. But like he really grew into season three after he got out of the farm, after he sort of, you know, kind of came to grips with reality. He became like I think a fan favorite, whereas at first he was kind of that annoying old guy who just wasn't getting it, you know?
Well, he was kind of self-righteous on the farm. I mean, he still felt like he had some control of the situation. It was like his property. He was going to make the calls, and that was all an illusion. He didn't have the control he thought he did.
No, yeah, and I mean, one of the I never liked Dale. I know a lot of people like Dale.
Nah, I wasn't a fan of Dale.
I don't know why. I liked the actor. He was in The Mist too, and I like him. But I don't know what that scene where he like hides the guns out in the woods. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, you need guns. Like, he was like hiding them from Shane or something. And like he just like he was a little bit. I know he was trying to be kind of almost like the Herschel later on, where he was like the moral center of the group or something. But I don't know. I just felt like early on he was just kind of did some dumb things. And I just didn't, so when he died, I didn't really care. I was kind of like whatever. Like, but honestly, I really liked Shane. I was like sad when Shane died. I don't know how you felt about Shane. He's a very like polarizing character. But I was he was like my favorite character, because he was just fun. Like that whole season two, like the season two really would have been crappy without Shane. Like he's the one
True,
who kept
yeah.
that season going, because just the whole dynamic. And I really felt like they kind of missed something a little bit with the dynamic between him and Laurie and Rick. It didn't feel like it was explored enough as it should have been. Like Rick knew that they were doing stuff. That baby could very well be Shane's baby. You know, I don't think everybody's thinking that. So it's a little like you would have thought Rick and Shane would have had more of a confrontation than they did. And Lori was sort of playing both sides, so I always hated her. Like I wanted to, like she was like turning them against each other and stuff, and kind of was causing a lot of the problems. And she was like the worst mom in the world. Like Carl would just run off, and she never knew what the hell happened to him. So when she died, I was like just like cheering, like see you, Lori. Like I didn't like her at all.
No, I think obviously Rick is, Rick is the show, and there are a lot of people who love Rick, but I just I'm Daryl is my favorite, I think. I
You're
love
such a
I just
female.
I love the way he's kind of found himself.
But
Rick was an authoritarian figure. Rick kind of had a I don't want to say he had a social status, but if you're a police officer, you have some you have some respect that comes with that just by the nature of wearing the badge. But Daryl didn't have any of that. I mean, he was like, you know, white trash, and he's really kind of made himself into something.
Did you like him early on, or did you just like him now?
I've always liked him.
So even from season one?
Yep.
Because I know a lot of people, you know, they wouldn't have cared at all about season one or season two Daryl, and then all of a sudden, like, he becomes this, like, sex symbol or something, and all these women like him now. But early on, he was, like, the short-haired, like, kind of jerkish redneck guy that nobody liked. And now he's, like, turned him into, like, this sensitive guy or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know
his cry face, like, when Merle died. He started crying.
I don't know if he's playing the sensitive guy or that's the way the female fans interpret him, but just like you said, he was like the ignorant, like, redneck hillbilly, kind of out for himself, you know, early on.
He wasn't really in the early on. He wasn't really much different than Merle. I mean,
right. Yeah. I mean, it would have been really, really plausible to see Daryl and Merle kind of go off for good. And Daryl had a few opportunities where he could have chosen that path, and he didn't. And
I agree that he, as far as character development goes, he's probably had one of the better. You know, you can really see how he's changed and stuff.
Yeah,
and he's actually kind of improved upon what he used to be, whereas most of the characters have kind of gone the other way. Where Rick isn't as the same guy he was back then. Daryl is actually probably better than he was in the early seasons.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Carl is the one that kind of gets on my nerves.
I hated Carl. He's gotten better for me now that he's a little bit more like Shane, I guess. And he's like, whatever, I'm just going to kill whoever. But like in the early seasons, he was really annoying in the first season. Like, I really wanted him to die. And it might have been because of Lori was just around and she was doing such a bad job
of
parenting. So I don't want to blame the kid, you know. I'm much more interested in blaming the parents if the kid's, you know, annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I like him a little better now. I think he's going to be around for a while. I mean, just in the comics, I think he's still one of the few that survived. So I think he might become more of a leader type as he gets older.
Yeah.
But he has really become more like Shane, which one of the reasons why I like Shane is just he was kind of crazy, but at the same time, I think as far as keeping everybody safe, he probably was the one that was. Rick was so indecisive back then, especially.
Yes.
Like they had the guy locked up in the barn, and they just, what are we supposed to do with him? I don't know. And they just make a decision, do something.
Yeah.
You know, but they shouldn't have even rescued him if they weren't, you know, didn't know what they were going to do, you know.
Right.
And Shane was at least decisive about what he wanted, you know. And yeah. I didn't care at all when he shot that Theo guy, what was his name?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guy, because that guy shot Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, he was stupid. What do you think, he was shooting a deer?
Right.
Like, he shot Carl. He put him in that situation. And then Shane, I get the feeling Shane really did care about Carl. I don't think he would have went there looking for the medicine if he didn't.
Right.
So I think he did care about Carl. And it was either, hey, maybe we both die, or I shoot this fat guy and let the zombies get him, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe Shane could have just let himself go and let Theo take the medicine, but I don't think he trusted Theo.
Right.
Or if that's his name, I can't remember. But he's Theo in my head because he's
Theo Huxtable from The Cosby Show.
I just think of a fat guy and I think Theo.
Like, just great, now like we've just alienated any viewers that are named Theo. Nice, nice, Richard.
Yeah. or really fat viewers that we have.
Yeah, way to go.
I don't know how you felt about it, but I don't know. That scene where he's shaving his head, it was just awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, we're coming up on an hour. Do you maybe want to wrap up with sort of maybe predictions or thoughts on where the season's going to go?
That's a good question. I'm a little pessimistic, and then I feel like that maybe they're going to just retread old ground, you know? Like you said, maybe with this Ryan guy, if that's his name, maybe have him sort of come back and try to get his revenge and be like, because they sort of hinted on The Talking Dead that there was going to be like new threats. They were not zombie threats, but new threats that were even more, you know, deadly than some of the old ones. So if they're going to get even crazier than the governor, is this what they're going to have to do where they always just come up with some new crazy guy who's worse than the last to keep people to keep it. Because like I said, they feel like they've got the zombie thing almost like it's not even that challenging for them anymore. They just oh, pow, you're dead, you're dead. We're experts now at killing zombies, so we need some more challenging thing. And other than maybe like having the virus mutate and make the zombies into even more deadly type creatures, which could be kind of interesting, but I don't think they're going that way. I kind of feel like they might circle some of the same old ground, and hopefully, like you said, hopefully they get more into the characters, like their backstories and stuff. If they're gonna keep us more interested and grow the characters a bit, I did like those episodes where they went back with the governor, where he had the beard and like. I know they were slower, but I liked those episodes because you didn't know if he was going to change or not, or it was interesting. What are your thoughts?
You know, part of me hopes they get to DC, but I don't think they will, just because I would imagine trying to shoot on location in Washington, D.C. would be a nightmare. So logistically, like, I don't know if the story will go there, but I would love to see some development around that, or at least reveal what the hell is going on with Eugene and like if he's for real or not. But that whole DC thread, I'm really curious to see where they go, because Terminus was their destination, and that's what they've been trying to, that's where they've been trying to get to. And now that's been taken away, and they don't have the prison, and they don't have the farm. And so what do? Is it just a matter of survival, or do they set like another goal that they're going to try and move towards?
It's like they always need some kind of goal, you know. They either need to, so they're either going to be moving towards some kind of new prison thing. It won't be a prison, but some new kind of sanctuary,
Some compound of some kind, right?
or go, like you said, go to DC. I don't think that they're going to get there this season, though. I know they already, I think they already signed up for next season, so there's definitely going to be a season six. I would think if they were going to do the DC thing, that would be maybe the end, right?
Yeah, could be.
That would
Could be
feel
the
like
end
it would
game,
be the
yeah.
last season or something, but
Right.
I don't know. I kind of feel like this season they're gonna be in Georgia. They're gonna be walker experts at killing walkers. I don't know. I'm hoping they prove me wrong. I'm hoping that they do. They go and explore those ideas you're talking about a little bit more, but we'll see. I mean, I thought they were going to be in this Terminus thing for a while, and they got out of that quick, so maybe they're going to surprise us.
I'd just like to see a little higher elevation. I mean, it's fine if the story is revolving around these seven or eight central characters and it's all it is, but I'd like to kind of see what's happening on the horizon. Like, what is going on in Atlanta right now, or what is happening in DC, or and I know that's really hard to do given the way the show's developed and the way it's written, but I would like a little kind of like a peek at what's going on around them, more so than just this core group.
Well, did you hear that they're supposed to be doing like another show? Like
Like
a
a
second
spin-off,
Walking Dead?
right?
Yeah. So I was like, I'm curious about that. I'm sort of a bit nervous, the two, though, that they're just really trying to milk it. But at the same time, are they going to go a different direction where maybe they have some other characters that could give you more information on those kinds of things?
Yeah, I don't
So
know.
I think if they do the same show, like if it's just another Walking Dead with different characters, that's just going to be like you're milking it. Like, what are you doing?
Right. If it's
You
just
know?
zombie kills with different people, what's the point?
Yeah. If it's the same show just with different people, it's like why do that? Like, but so I'm hoping that they try to do something a little different. Like it could still be within the same world, but really create different characters who may have a little bit more information, and maybe they could be kind of come into both shows. Like, you know, you could have some characters play little parts on each one, and they could kind of go in between both shows. I don't know if I'm describing that the right way, but cross between,
Crossover.
yeah, a little crossover, right, between both shows. So I don't know, we'll see. But maybe we could revisit this at the end of the season and see how the season kind of lived up to what our expectations were.
If you guys out there, enjoyed the conversation about the show, or you want to contribute to it, and let us know in the comments or whatever if you'd like us to circle back around at the end of the season. I think it could be kind of fun looking back and seeing how close or far away we were on some of these ideas.
I mean, I figure I kind of go into it usually every season with my expectations low, and maybe that's just because I don't want to be disappointed. So I'm trying to set them low that way that, you know, if they do something that surprises me, then I'll be happy. I usually don't go in too over anxious, I guess, because you know, you never know with TV. It can do a really good job, and other times that you can kind of tell, okay, they're going off the rails. And the Morgan thing really does kind of interest me, though. So I'm hoping that turns into something cool.
Yeah, it'll be.
I'm glad
fun
to see him
watch.
Back because he's a good actor.
Yes, he is.
So yeah. I'm happy that he's back.
Yeah.
But the Beth thing is another one that I hope they get into. I think they will.
I think
but
they
that's
will
one.
Too. Yeah.
I don't. It's kind of interesting that long hug between Daryl and Carol.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to go there, or do you think they're? Because a lot of people think they're
had,
Beth or something. I'm
well,
like,
if
Beth's
there had
kinda
been
young.
If there had been a kiss instead of an embrace, that would have been very telling. But
yeah,
because she did the same thing with Rick, didn't she? I mean, she kind of gave Rick a big hug too. So
I don't know, but Daryl was just ran over there. He was the first one.
She had his crossbow, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Well,
did Michonne
I'm sure he
get
wanted
her...
his bow back.
Did Michonne get her katana or whatever?
I don't think so. I think she used the scabbard of her katana to make like a new weapon or something, right? Like, I don't think she has her sword.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that when Kara was grabbing the crossbow and stuff. I was thinking, oh, I wonder if Michonne's sword was there. But
I don't think
it
was.
I didn't see it. And I don't know what happened. Maybe Ryan guy's got it or something. He's going to come back with the sword. All right, so yeah.
All right.
We wrap this first special episode up.
First special episode, so
the special
yeah, let us know what you think.
Maybe in
let us know what you think.
After the season finale, we can come back, I'll wear the construction hat.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd work out well.
Because of the police one. It hurts, man. I'd be glad to get this thing off my head. It's not big enough. All righty, so... yeah, you know, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe. We're getting seems like we're getting some new subscribers, so that's cool.
Yeah.
But obviously
yeah,
we're doing something right.
Yeah, and if there's something in particular you want us to talk about or a show topic or whatever, you know, don't be shy. We certainly have a long list of ideas and we're going to continue to balance between sort of informative and entertaining stuff, but if you have something in specific you want us to address, let us know.
Thanks for tuning in to the Horror Writers Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Do it. Do it now. What are you waiting for? Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.